Warning, it's February and it was 90 degrees yesterday in Southwest Florida. That's too fucking hot here for this time of year, people. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 26th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
another naked Florida man goes to the drugstore.
Another one?
Another one.
All right. Another argument between a Florida couple ends in a food fight.
Another Florida man pulls a surprise out of the water while fishing.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, no originality this week.
And a Florida man threatens to blow up a Home Depot bathroom.
Plus, the Florida Men Regional Championships listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
And blow up the bathroom.
Well,
all right. Let's. So, have you ever? This is before. Back in the day, they've changed the store layout now. But back in the day, did you never just walk by the row of shitters at the Home Depot and just want to just drop a deuce in one of them?
Well, that's why. Yeah. Well, that's why they put them up on the.
I know they're up high now.
Up on the 6 feet up in the air, kind of at an angle, so you can't do that because apparently a lot of little kids didn't know the difference between a display model and an actual working toilet.
I never did it, but I did. I did have a. Not that I would, but it would just. I don't know.
People have. You are not the only person to have that inclination.
So I had a little staycation this weekend.
Yeah,
was stayed out on Captiva for a day with some friends.
Very nice.
Oh, for the night. Sorry, with some friends. And I have a little story I need to share.
Okay.
So we had a great time. We were at dinner with my girlfriend and I, along with. One of my friends and colleagues I work with and her daughter. And they had a little sushi thing set up. They had a little sushi bar deal.
Very nice.
Along with the normal menu. And I'm like, I didn't know y'all had sushi. He's like, yeah. So he gave me the menu. So I ordered some shrimp dish. And my girlfriend got she got two things of sushi, the California roll and like something else.
Okay.
And so we'd take some of that. So they bring the sushi out. And they bring the little packets of chopsticks. One for her, one packet for me. I open up mine, one chopstick.
So did you just stab it?
That's what I asked him. I said, called him back. I said, hey, brother, come here. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this? He said, I don't know. I guess you just have to stab it. I said, can you go out in the parking lot or find me a twig where at least I can have two? Something I can eat this with? Where I can eat this. And it was like the joke amongst all the staff there the whole night. Yeah, how am I going to eat my damn sushi with one chopstick? That's, I guess you do it, Jeff. Just stab it. God forbid you want a piece of kernel of rice. Fantastic.
Yep. Occasionally they'll have a manufacturing defect, I guess.
And I did get into I got into the plastic straw debate again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you posting stuff on Facebook about
it. I didn't get it. Rest assured, I want to be clear on something. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, against the conservation and the efforts by people to preserve the environment or to, you know, reduce the amount of waste that we're doing. That's not the point.
Agreed.
The point was, if you're going to do it, do it.
Right. It's a needle in a haystack just banning
plastic straws.
Yes,
it is. And that was my point. And everybody was like, oh, it was the sea turtles. No, you're missing the point. I'm not arguing about that. Now, I refuse to drink out of one, but it doesn't mean I'm against I've got issues with the movement or the things.
Right. Because I actually saw somebody else making the same point as you pointed out the fact that 70% of the ocean's plastics are generated by 100 corporations.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Yeah. So your little straw
ain't
going to do shit.
Nothing. And that was my point. And it was, seriously, I was sitting at breakfast, a cup of coffee, two half and halves in plastic cups.
Of course, because that's what they come in.
In a glass of water in a plastic cup and a paper straw for said plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do it, then do it. I'm not against it doing it, but you did not. I mean, the straw is in the grand scheme of things only because the video went viral of the sea turtle with the straw stuck up his nose. No shame. No disrespect to that, and no issue with that. But if you're gonna do it, do it.
Exactly. Don't.
My issue was you did it half-ass.
Well, they did it for show.
Anyway. All right, well, I got that off my chest, so thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, something I wanted to bring up is our normally this part of the show this year, we've been doing the New Year's resolutions. They're starting to get a little long. We've been doing this for 8 weeks now. So I propose that we just kind of go over the last one or two that we mentioned, and then...
We're gonna stop this bit?
No. Keep doing the bit, but add the new ones on, but we don't have to recite.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Every week.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, we discussed in depth my loathing of The Curse of Oak Island.
Yes.
This week, I didn't prepare one, but it hit me just as I sat down. It did. It hit me like a ton of bricks. Cliche, but truth. So as I was sitting here, panicked in my head a little bit of what am I going to come up with to give up this week? I realized it was sitting right in front of me. You know what I'm going to give up? Giving a shit that my ice clinks in my Yeti cup that Joel gave me for Florida, man.
Well, that's why
Christmas.
That's why I had that.
You
custom...
hear that? Edit that shit, motherfucker. Yep. There you go.
That's why I had
Knock
that custom
out.
Cup made that says,
"Knock yourself out."
Phil's clinking ice.
I'm not going to care anymore. That's it. I'm not.
Well, that leads
you
to...
You hear it?
Yeah, that leads to... to my New Year's resolution for this week. So apparently I'm going to be doing more of editing out Phil's clinking ice. You ain't the only one
did
who
that
came
forgot
here
to...
unprepared tonight.
Uh-huh. Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. So you got anything you want to promote?
Oh, very good. Here? You changed the wording this week. That's great. That makes me feel better. Do I have anything to promote? No, I do not at this point. Some things will come in shortly, but not ready to divulge that just yet.
But we will be on the Robin Slim Show, and that's actually going to be, this show comes out the 26th, so this will be tomorrow night if you're listening on the day the podcast comes out, Wednesday, February the 27th. Their show starts at 5:30 p.m. We'll be on around the 7:30 time frame. So, yeah, again, just keep an eye on our social media, Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. We got a call. It's my fault, Joel. I did not put this up. Hello?
Hello. This is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Oh, hi, Heather. It's my favorite listener. How are you tonight?
Well... Can I be honest with you, Phil?
Please. I said I was going to give you a call, and I'm a little behind on stuff. And we're actually recording right now, so is it okay if Joel hears this live?
Oh, it's more than fine if Joel hears this live.
Okay, all right.
And of course, she can't hear me.
Yes, she can. You're on speakerphone.
I can literally hear you right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, Joel, I would like to say, fuck you. You can eat a big bag of dicks and choke on the last one.
What did I do?
Listened,
what the hell did Joel do?
I listened to the last episode, and I went from like, oh yeah, this is funny, to like, that motherfucker. Because he's like, oh, look, we got new t-shirts. Look at this merchandise. Which, for the listeners who don't know, this has to be a month or so ago. I came up with seven, not one, not two, seven beautiful t-shirt designs. Lots of thought, lots of different colors and patterns. And was like, hey, I put all this work in. Here's your options. And Joel said, nah, not in the budget. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, they're saved designs. Then this... man, if you'll call him that, has the audacity to come up with a shirt design that's a huge improvement while also plain as fuck, but whatever, and then has the audacity to say, oh, look how hot for Heather. Look, it's Heather this and Heather that and Heather this and Heather that. At first I'm like, I'm going to start my own goddamn little Florida Men t-shirt and make my own money from it, because this is bullshit.
Ha!
Can I respond to that?
Not yet. And for the record, who's your favorite between Joel and me?
Oh God, it's so you, Phil.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. All right, you're up, Joel. Did you dare respond to the wrath of Heather that has just come your way?
I did actually go back and view those designs that you sent, and I do like them. And we will be adding. I did say we will be adding more. It's just that it's a different vendor, and I couldn't import them, so I have to like create them from scratch in a vector format. So.
I'm hearing excuses right now.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
I'm hearing a lot of backpaddling, little buts.
How about this? I will commit to getting
tonight. This is.
I will commit tonight to getting two of your designs. Converted to that vector
slow
format.
Slow down.
And we have two of our designs.
Okay.
I will commit to having two of Heather's designs put up on our website by the time this episode comes out. So Tuesday the 26th. Tuesday the 26th.
Good Lord.
We will have two of Heather's designs and two of our designs. And why don't we make it a little contest? Whoever's designs sell the most.
I'll buy every one of them.
Phil's don't fit.
I wear one every day as undershirts.
Present company's orders excluded from
that. Oh, that's bullshit.
Well, hey, I could count my one Skunk Ape shirt that I've already bought mine. So.
Present company excluded.
Yes. So
okay.
How much do the shirts cost, like through that company?
The retail starts at $18.
Okay.
All right. Is that a fair compromise?
I officially on the air that's not live forgive Joel. And what I two things though. Number one, when does this contest end? Or is this a never ending contest of who's winning? Or is it like, you know, whoever sells the most after a month gets. Then my second question, what's my prize when I whoop your ass?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
All right, so let's say. Let's say.
I heard a gauntlet being thrown down, even though that was Beethoven.
Let's say by the end of season one, so by episode 52.
Okay.
When we record episode 52, that will be the day that we declare the winner on episode 52. So
okay.
A week before that is when the sales will be.
And
cut
your
off.
Prize is you're going to pay for an all expense paid trip
to
come to South Florida.
I will pay.
Or she has to pay for an all expense trip for you to go to Chicago your podcast.
I was just going to say I will pay her admission to the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago on July 13th, 17th, right?
So you're inviting her on the air to go to the show with you.
Yes,
if she
wins.
Didn't even invite Phil.
I know, right?
I have invited Phil every single fucking episode since I mentioned it.
Out of guilt. All right. Well, that's a fair compromise. I don't like the prize. We're going to have to work on the prize.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on it. When is episode 52? Like, what month would that
we're
be?
In 41 right now, so you got a quick math. That's 11
weeks.
11 weeks. That's like, well.
Just under 3 months.
Oh, that's right on the cusp of. Damn, that's right on the cusp of like 3 months, huh?
Mid-May.
Yeah.
So the reason I ask is because I am getting married on May 18th.
Uh-oh.
And am honeymooning in Florida May 19th to the 24th.
What part of Florida?
I think we have a hotel in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
So I will be, we'll be in Florida. We should count it as, we make the end date May 18th. And then we'll have to make some, you guys will have to take us out to a fancy dinner or something.
Okay, yeah. Our actual anniversary, the date we launched the podcast, was May 17th.
Holy smokes, that's great timing.
I got goosebumps right then, not gonna lie. I got a little chill.
That is serendipity.
We were meant to be.
It's what?
I defined that word for you last week.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So have we made up? Or are we in good graces now?
Well, Phil, you've always been in my good graces.
Well,
but
thank
I
you,
guess
thank you, love.
Too.
I appreciate that. I hear the dogs are very active. They're pissed. So, all
right. Yeah, Ray is pissed.
We're going to go back to recording. Thank you for calling, and I will catch up with you later, all right?
Okay, sounds good. See you guys. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Heather. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, there we go.
All right.
Apparently, we're going to Fort Lauderdale in May.
Yep.
I think you should wear your Christmas costume.
In May.
Yeah.
That polyester, hot-as-fuck suit I should wear in May in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Okay. Where were we?
We were in the middle of the plugs.
Before we were rudely interrupted.
The promotions, yes.
That I may or may not have had something to do with.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So not anyway, really, to get back to that shameless self-promotion, Thursday nights, as you know, I host the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. That is every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. It is free to play, and you can win food and drinks. Also, starting March 6th, I will be hosting trivia by the Trivia Factory on Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Brass Tap in Naples. So two nights a week, you can come out and play trivia, and I'll be your host.
Sweet. All right, let's get into tonight's stories. Story number one, or for our Spanish-speaking friends, story uno. You like how I did that? I'd work that in.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Florida man strips naked, locks himself behind a counter at Walgreens shouting, "Don't kill me." Are you fucking kidding me?
No. There's even video, which we're not going to play on the show. But if you go to the show notes, you can find that video. I recommend watching it. They blur out everything that you don't really want to see.
A Florida man caused mayhem after stripping off and jumping behind the pharmacy counter at a Walgreens store.
Now, you'll remember we had a similar story to this where a half-naked or mostly naked man was in a CVS around Christmas time wearing the Santa hat.
A heavily tattooed man, who was not identified, was filmed writhing around on the floor at the Walgreens in Oakland Park after running into the shop on Tuesday. Witnesses said he burst into the store wearing nothing but his underpants and shouting that people were after him and trying to shoot him.
Yeah, they might be the cops chasing after the naked man.
He then removed the underwear before breaking into a room behind the pharmacy in the confusion and locking himself in. Now, question.
Yeah.
How do you break into a room and then lock it? Because when you think about breaking into the room, you're breaking, kick the door in.
Or, yeah, somehow breaking, rip it off, breaking the door.
Breaking the door, hence breaking in.
Yep.
Then how does said function of lock still work? Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, you know, the details are very lacking in this story.
Cell phone footage shows the full naked man pacing around the room and shouting, as well as rolling around on the floor. The pharmacist can
recommend that you watch this video.
The pharmacist can be seen speaking with him and trying to calm him down, while officers are called to the scene.
That is above and beyond the call of duty for a
pharmacist. What code is that, like you would call? We have a code 844. What is the code for naked man rolling around the floor in the Walgreens?
Well, it wouldn't be code brown.
No.
Because that's shit on the floor.
That's dropping doo-doo. I'd have a story about that, actually.
Code white?
I don't know.
Code pink?
I have a code brown episode of story.
Okay.
We used to, my son and I were volunteering at one of the local theaters here.
Mm-hmm.
And when bands would come to said theater, we would volunteer to work the merch table if they didn't have anybody to come in.
Okay.
I had just taken my CPR class. I had just taken some certification on wilderness first aid. And while we were behind said table, I think it was Kenny Loggins, was at the show. And behind, or I don't know, no, anyway, it was something like that. And during the middle of the show, man comes out, walks towards the women's restroom, and like, no, and the usher stopped and none of the men's restrooms the other way. Well, he got right in front of the table and just unloaded shit everywhere, all down his pants. He had those boat shoes, deck shoes type things on, just he shit all over the place.
And then old man or young guy?
He was older. Yeah, he was older.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know he did that at the time, so when he collapsed or dropped to the floor or whatever, they wouldn't. I go around the table saying, "I can assist," until I get a whiff
of, oh, no, I can't.
Until I get a whiff of, oh, I'm out. I'll wait for the paramedics.
Yep. Leave it to the professionals.
I will go flag the paramedics down. And that's what exactly what I did. I went out front, and I like, hey, right in here. Yeah, he's full of shit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that literally was the code brown that they called on the walkie-talkies. That means the somebody has shit.
Yep. I heard there is going to be a, I'm assuming there's going to be a code brown coming up this weekend, because we're going up to a outdoor event where the bathrooms are all porta potties, and the official food vendor this year is Taco Bell.
Fantastic. Yeah, that should be fine. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
I already posted on the club's Facebook page that nobody's allowed in our RV to use the bathroom.
You're staying on site, and we're glamping. Yes. We're staying at the resort.
Yes, we won't have hookups, but we will have
full hookups, water, electricity, everything. I don't have, once you go in that, you can't go back.
Well, we prefer to be around all the
understood
drunken people.
Yeah, I know. All right. Cops detained the man under the Florida Mental Health Act, or the Baker Act, so he could undergo a psychiatric evaluation.
I'd say that's pretty standard for
running around
naked and shouting people are going to shoot me.
Police said they found no evidence that anybody was trying to harm him. Shopper Dante Thompson told WSVN, quote, "This guy just came in running into the store and just in his underwear and shouting, 'Don't kill me, don't shoot me, I don't want to die,'" unquote. He kept saying he didn't want to die. Quote, "Don't kill me, don't shoot me," unquote. He was in there stripping and rolling and just carrying on. Quote, "I'm just happy that the cops are here. I feel safe. They're doing an excellent job," unquote.
So this is the second time somebody's done that, just run naked into a drugstore. Is it the fact that there's a Walgreens or a CVS on every fucking corner in Florida that these seem to happen there, or is it?
Oh, I'm thinking the fact that drugs were involved, and that is the most drug-heavy place there is.
He's just assuming that he might be able to get some in there?
I think there's something. I mean, I have been intoxicated a few times, and I have never gotten to the point that I would want to run naked into a store. I cannot speak to the fact of what said drugs may do, because I don't do that. So,
yeah, me either. But I have had maybe a few too many at dinner, and the wife and I decided to walk it off a little bit, so we went into the Walmart that the restaurant was in the out parcel of the parking lot too. Yeah, walking around Walmart a little bit lit. That's interesting.
I don't do that, Joel, because
I hate Walmart. Exactly.
Nor would I even go to a restaurant near a Walmart. That's how bad I hate Walmart.
Okay.
It would have to be a really good restaurant before I would go into the said shopping center of the Walmarts.
I believe it was a Chili's.
Well, that's different. I kind of like Chili's. All right, I take that back. I might go to Chili's, but it'd have to be further away, at least 100 feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was at the very front of the parking lot. You know, Walgreens have.
Oh, well, that's different. I'm in connected. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, not connected.
Oh, okay.
Just sitting out in front at the main road, yeah. Story number two, Florida man arrested for throwing burrito at girlfriend.
A burrito. Now, there is a burrito at the local, one of the local establishments here in South Florida,
mm-hmm,
called the Homewrecker. Was it a homewrecker?
That would be at Moe's, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was this a homemade burrito? Are we talking like a homewrecker? Or are we talking?
Well, let's see. Last week, if you'll remember, it was a frozen pork chop. So I'm assuming getting slapped in the face with a burrito maybe might not hurt as much as the frozen pork chop.
Probably not.
Florida man is behind bars after deputies say he hit his girlfriend with a burrito. Peter Elacqua, age 41, of Pasco County, was arrested Monday in connection with an incident that happened last week. According to an arrest report, Elacqua was arguing with his girlfriend Friday at their home on Fellsdale Avenue in Port Richey when it happened. At some point during the argument, deputies say Elacqua shoved the woman into a chair and threw his burrito at her, hitting her on the left side of her face. So it sounds like it might have been a homemade burrito.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it wasn't a lot of damage, but it could have been quite a bit of splatter.
Yeah. The first deputy who responded to the scene saw the contents of the burrito on the victim's face, neck, shoulder, and chest area, the arrest report says.
Hence the splatter.
Quite a bit of splatter. They have to get the CSI team to come in there and do the splatter analysis to see what angle the burrito
came from. Or recreate it.
Recreate it, yeah. Ilacqua left the scene after the incident. Deputies called to let him know about the allegations against him, but say he refused to cooperate and wouldn't tell them where he was. That's a step up from last week, from the person who called or who texted his accomplice and let him know that he was home and
got busted by it.
Got busted because the cops had the phone. The arrest report says he then turned his phone off. Deputies were eventually able to find Ilacqua. But see, this guy listens to our show because he knew that they could trace him through the phone, so we shut it off. Smart.
This one's a smart one. I know, he still got busted, though.
Yeah, deputies were eventually able to find Ilacqua and arrest him for domestic battery.
Fantastic.
Domestic battery is that better or worse than international battery?
Well, domestic.
Because you want to buy American.
Well, I'm assuming domestic here meaning home.
Oh, not in the country.
Not USA battery versus international battery.
Gotcha. It's not an import.
No. All right, story number three. Oh, really? We're back to magnet fishing?
It's all over the place. It's another trend.
A Florida man discovers a shotgun in the river while magnet fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to metal detectors lining beaches and other areas for buried treasure, magnet fishers troll waters for sunken prizes.
But as we covered last week, they're not going to pick up a PVC tube with a bomb in it.
No, that wasn't a magnet fisher.
No, it wasn't. Just a guy that found it in the mangroves.
That wasn't the magnet fisher. That was the guy with the chainsaw. He didn't find that in the river.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you lost me. All right, never
mind. Sorry.
Don't confuse me. I don't like getting confused now. I confuse easily, so don't do that.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. Florida man, Ryan Ishley? Ishley.
That's the way I'd pronounce it.
Went magnet fishing in the Estero River and found a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
It's so old, there are barnacles and all types of stuff on it, Ishley said. I didn't clean it, and I didn't really touch it up too much. Isley is a magnet fisher with the curiosity for what lies within water's depths.
So we went to the Estero River.
Went to the Estero River. I pulled up bicycles, steel grates, stuff that people just tossed off the bridges, Isley said. You name it. Magnet fishing is a popular pastime that originated off the shores of Europe.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
How big a magnet do you need? I mean, where do you go to the Bass Pro Shop and find? Where's the magnet fishing section?
I think you might.
You have the salt water, the fresh water. Where's the magnet fishing section?
I think the magnet fishing is at like the Tractor Supply or the Home Depot. They've got those big industrial size magnets that you usually use to like pick up screws and nails that are in your driveway in the gravel.
Quote, they pull up safes. You're not going to pull up a safe with a normal fishing pole.
No.
Guns, grenades, just armory-type stuff, Ishley said. And they have some really unique finds. Ishley bought himself a magnet and went treasure hunting to fulfill his own curiosity for what lies in the local abyss. Who wrote this? This has got like so much.
This is our local CBS news station.
It weighs about 3 to 4 pounds, Ishley said. They make all different sizes, but this one has a 1,000-pound pulling force. The magnet? Is that what he's asking?
That's what he's talking about, yeah.
Ishley ties the powerful magnet to at least 30 feet of rope and sets out for lost items in the water.
So he just ties a rope to the magnet
and just throws it out and drags it. Okay. When you say fishing, I'm thinking a fishing pole. You know. Okay.
Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense.
I'm going to take the magnet out and see what I can find in the Estero River, Ishley said. A lot of times he reels in what most people would consider junk, but there are instances when buried treasures surface from the deep. I just caught my first rifle, Ashley said. Well, technically, if I may be so bold as to say, a shotgun is not a rifle.
True. And if it's in the river, I'm going to assume it got tossed over
a
bridge for a reason.
For a reason, yeah. You don't just say, you know what, I don't want this no more and go throw it in the river.
No.
You sell it.
You sell it, exactly.
If you part it out.
Yeah. But yeah.
You don't just take it and chunk it in the river. If you chunk it in the river, then there's something that was associated with that you didn't want anybody to know.
Exactly. You weren't counting on somebody like Ryan here to toss a magnet on a rope over the bridge.
I know. And to at least know the difference between a rifle and a shotgun.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, I was kind of surprised, and then I kind of wasn't. He did a sensible thing upon discovering the sunken firearm and reported his findings to law enforcement.
Well, that's probably the first sensible thing that Ryan's done in this story.
I called the authorities up, and Lee County Sheriff came out. I gave it to them, and they're going through it for investigation.
Well, what the hell are they going to do? If there's barnacles on it and it's all, like, rusted up, it's not going to pass a ballistics test.
Well, you can't do ballistics test on a shotgun. There's no rifling in the...
Good point.
There's no bullet for have rifling on it.
Well, we don't know if it's a shotgun. We don't know.
Well, he called it a rifle, and then the first thing he said was it was a shotgun.
Yeah. So, either way, they're not going to be able to test it for anything.
No.
Find out if it was used in any crimes, unless it's got a serial number on it. No. But even then...
Lee County Sheriff's Office said it was unable to recover the serial number to the gun.
There we go.
They do not know if it's evidence from a past case. Although Ashley may not get to possess every item that sticks to his magnet, he feels his hobby is a win-win. I'm cleaning up the water, he said. Now,
not
if he could only find
with
a
plastic straw,
that's what I was going to say. If he could find a magnet that works on plastic straws, then you got my attention.
All right, yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know if that's cleaning up.
Well, it's cleaning all the metal out of the water, I guess. Well, all the ferrous metal. All
right, fair enough.
All right, so now it is time for the Florida Men Regional Championships. This is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. This is a bracket-style playoff where we took 16 teams and divided them up into two regions, the rural and the urban region, and we had one competition each week until we're going to decide a winner. There is a link to the brackets in the show notes, and if you want to follow along, just go to one of those links. There's a spoiler version and a no-spoiler version. If you'd like to be surprised, click on that no spoilers and print out your brackets and make your own guess as to who you think is going to win each week. This week, this is our final match of the first round, and we have our last competition in the rural region, and that is number 5, Central Florida, versus number 4, Polk County. Polk County is always a perennial favorite of us here at the Florida Men because they always seem to have the greatest story.
I do have a question. I have a question.
Okay.
This week's the final. Oh, the final first round match. Okay, I thought you meant like the finals of a thing. Okay,
no, the last of
the first round matches, not the finals.
No.
Okay, all right, I got it. That was contradictory. The final of the first round. We can't have a final in the first round.
Yeah, the final match in the first round. The last match of the first round.
Okay, yes. All right.
So, yeah, so this week we have our last match of the first round. It is number 5 seed Central Florida, which is, we've already covered a lot of different cities in Central Florida, but this is the rural area of Central Florida, versus number 4 seed Polk County, home of Sheriff Grady Judd.
Now, this is the only place where we have an entire county.
Yes.
Isolated entire county.
Yes.
Versus
the rest of that area.
Yeah.
The surrounding area to that county.
So what is Central Florida is this in this case?
So I looked up on the Wikipedia page for Central Florida, and it's basically everywhere from Daytona across to the Gulf Coast and down to about Tampa, and then across the state from Tampa to about Melbourne.
Okay.
So basically everything in the middle of the state. But we're going to call out not Orlando, not Tampa, not the other cities that we've already covered.
Okay. All right. So let's go through the process of elimination here. What would we consider to be assets of Central Florida or areas of importance in Central Florida?
I think they have orange groves.
Okay. And Polk County speaks for itself. Now, as far as defining the best of Florida,
Polk County is basically the same as Central Florida, except it's got the people from Polk County in it.
Which we do find entertaining.
Yes, we do.
And that is the majority, not the majority, that is a high percentage of our stories have come in the 41 episodes we've done.
Yes.
Have come from the region known as and the county of Polk County.
Yes.
So, but this contest is to find out the best part of Florida.
Yes, it is.
So when I think of the best part of Florida, I'm thinking anywhere other than Polk County.
Agreed.
Case closed?
Case closed.
Central
Florida.
Central Florida wins.
All right. So next week, our competition will be the first match of round two. That is South Florida 1, which was Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Port St. Lucie. And they are going up against Tampa Bay. And then the other...
That's the number one seed versus the number five seed.
Yes, and the other matchups in round two are going to be the Keys versus Central Florida, Jacksonville versus Daytona, and Ocala-Gainesville versus Southwest Florida.
This is where it gets tough.
This is, yeah. So we've already seen how all of these teams stacked up at some point in the past eight weeks. So now it's, like Phil said, it gets a little bit tougher. So once again, next week, Boca, West Palm, Port St. Lucie versus Tampa. And it's time for our final story. Story number four, Florida man accused of making bomb threat was referring to a bowel movement.
A what?
He's going to take a shit. A Florida man accused of making a bomb threat at a Home Depot store in Kansas said he was only warning others before another man blew up the bathroom with a bowel movement, the Wichita Eagle reported.
So we got a Florida man up in Kansas.
Yes.
That he was about to do some, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to blow up the bathroom.
He was going to blow up the bathroom, and they took him as... He's literally going to blow up the bathroom.
Yeah, they apparently don't understand the way Florida man talks up in Kansas. At about 12:15 p.m. Monday, police responded to a reported bomb threat at the home improvement store. An employee told police he was, quote, standing at the urinal, unquote, when another man left the stall and said, "Somebody told me there's a bomb in the building. You need to leave the building," unquote, according to a report. He asked him to repeat himself, and the man gave the same statement two more times. Police said the employee left the restroom and called 911.
Oh, so the man that was in there was an employee.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a little game of he said, she said, maybe a game of telephone. It wasn't the guy coming out of the stall talking to the employee who said he was going to drop a bomb. He's somebody who heard somebody else say he was going to drop a bomb.
Oh, okay. All
right. Another employee identified the man in question as a regular customer. When police spoke to the customer over the phone, he said he had no intention of causing such alarm and that the comment he said was meant to be funny, the report states. The man said he heard another person in the bathroom say, "Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up," which made him and another person laugh because they understood the man, quote, was in serious need to defecate and that he was attempting to provide a polite warning to the other patrons of the bathroom, unquote, the report states.
They put it in the report.
He told police he was joking when he gave the warning to the store employee, but he didn't know, quote, men's bathroom humor was taken so seriously, unquote.
I think I can appreciate the bathroom humor because I will say I have had to write a few apology letters in my time to said owners of establishments. dear owner, my apologies for what I just did to your bathroom. I do not intend to come back. I am sorry.
You will never see my face again.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah. The store has declined to press charges, police said.
Fantastic.
And that's how we do it in Florida.
Where's the kaboom? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. Jesus. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes below.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And Jessica left us this review. The title of the review is Hottest in the Sunshine State.
Was she talking about me or you?
Well, apparently it's both of us. No, 5 stars.
So she hadn't seen video or still footage of us, has she?
I think she friended me on Facebook.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Or I friended her. Or she's a listener. She's one of our patrons, actually.
Well, read what it says.
It says, "I have listened to so many Florida crime podcasts, and these guys, in my opinion, are the best of all of them. They are super funny and easy to listen to. They give you some of the most entertaining stories of the week straight out of one of the craziest states. I became an Insta fan after the first episode I listened to and knew this was the podcast for Florida news I had been looking for."
Fantastic. Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate that. We try very hard to... what do we try hard to do? Humorously articulate...
what it's like to live in Florida and our neighbors.
Yeah. Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod. And for the record,
Yes.
For the record, somebody in the studio made an incorrect statement I would like to make clear the record on. Someone on our Twitter account said, posted something and said, well, I will pass it along to Phil that he doesn't do Twitter. And that's a damn lie. I do have a Twitter account.
I haven't seen you on there very often.
I don't go very often. I happened to go that one day, the first time in years, and I've been a Twitter. I actually went back, and it's like 10 years when it first came out.
Uh-huh.
I do have a Twitter account. I do sometimes tweet, very, very few. I'm not that big into social media, but I do see the things on Twitter. And for the record, I do have an account.
Okay.
I do respond sometimes. I did respond to the thing when you said that we were invited to go hunting for the squallies.
Yes.
And use the word we. And I'm like, who the hell, how the hell did I get dragged into this shit? So I responded to that and other things. So I'm taking the lead. I'm working on it.
Gotcha.
I do have a Twitter account. I've had it for a very long time, and I'm going to start participating a little bit more in the Twitter conversations.
Excellent. So I will. I don't think I can edit that tweet, but let this serve as the correction that Phil does not participate on Twitter often.
But I do have an account.
But you do have an account. I didn't say you didn't have an account. I just said you don't do it.
Oh, well.
Well, all right, here's the question. Did you see that the thing that the person said on Twitter directly, or did you see the screenshot that I sent you first?
No, I saw it directly. I saw it, and then I saw it in response, and then you sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
But I saw it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I saw the same one from the person who asked me and said, hey, if something about if she could be our favorite.
Yes, that was Katie.
Yeah.
That she could be your favorite.
My favorite. And I'm not going to choose favorites because I'm done.
Oh,
with
really?
I'm done with the favorite thing. All I will say is
so that Heather's not your favorite anymore. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I said. I don't want to get into whoever's the favorite. There is no favorite. Heather, right. It was the very first person when we started this that
she was our
donated.
First,
she was our very first patron.
Yes, she was.
And I don't care whatever happens after however much money we make. I appreciate the fact that she was the first to actually donate.
Yes.
And be a part of this podcast. So she holds a special place because she was the first.
Absolutely.
There is no favorite.
No.
Other than Heather. But I'm not going to say she's my favorite, although she is. But it is not, you know, it's. I don't want to get into the favoritism anymore because there's really only one. But I'm not going to do the favorite thing and say that this person's the favorite. This is not. Are we clear?
Crystal. All right. Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers, and they are the Hidden Staircase Podcast, Koneth, Travis, Roxanne, Heather,
woo-hoo!
Katie, Jessica, and Erica.
This program is provided for information use only and no warranty or professional relationship is implied and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.